from Spark and Anvil and Quillspell. This is Affix in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Affix is a builder. This is a metaphorical claim. She is not a carpenter. But Affix treats words as constructions. She believes, and she teaches her students, that long English words are not arbitrary. They are assemblies. A root word plus a suffix plus another suffix plus another suffix equals a long word. The long word's meaning and spelling are predictable from the assembly. Once you know the root and the suffixes, you can build the long word yourself. This is, by Affix's careful count, true of perhaps 30% of long English words. The other 70% are idiomatic. They cannot be predicted from their pieces. But the 30% that are assemblable is substantial. Mastery of suffix stacking unlocks a large vocabulary of long words that would otherwise have to be memorized one at a time.
Affix lives in a small workshop on the academy grounds. The workshop is deliberately full of carpenter's tools, saws, planes, chisels, mallets, a workbench, sawhorses, a small pile of wood shavings in the corner. None of these tools are functional. They are display pieces. Affix does not actually do carpentry. The tools are teaching props. The workshop also has a large rack of wooden blocks. Each block has a morpheme, a root, a prefix, or a suffix, stamped on its surface. Affix teaches by stacking the blocks. She has a block stamped nation. She has a block stamped al. She stacks them. Nation plus al equals national. She has a block stamped eyes. She stacks national plus eyes equals nationalize. She has a block stamped Asian. She stacks nationalize plus Asian equals nationalization. The four blocks together make a four-block word. The word is long. The word is spellable. The word was assembled from four pieces, each of which the children can see and handle. Affix, whose given name is Wynne, grew up in a family of carpenters. Her father had run a small woodworking shop in a market town. The shop had made furniture, tables, chairs, cabinets, small chests. Wynne had grown up handling wood. She had learned by the time she was 8 how parts fit together. A chair was a seat plus 4 legs plus a back plus 2 cross supports. Each part had to be the right shape, the right size, the right wood grain orientation. If any part was wrong, the chair would not work. But if every part was right, the chair assembled smoothly. Once you understood the parts of a chair, you could build any chair.
Wynne applied this thinking to words when she was 14 and encountered the suffix stack rule at school. The teacher had written nationalization on the board. The teacher had explained that the word was nation plus al plus eyes plus Asian. Wynne had stared at it. She had said, "That is a chair." The teacher had said, "What?" Wynne had said, "A chair is a seat plus 4 legs plus a back plus 2 cross supports. Nationalization is nation plus al plus eyes plus Asian. The structure is identical. Once you know the pieces, you know the assembly. Words are assemblies of morphemes, the way chairs are assemblies of wood parts. The same kind of thinking works for both." The teacher had been delighted. The teacher had said, "You should be a teacher of suffix stacking. The Quillspell Academy is always looking for talent. Would you consider it?"
Wynne had considered it. She had talked to her father. Her father, who had been hoping she would inherit the woodworking shop, had been initially disappointed, but had come around. He had said, "You will still be building things. You will just be building things made of letters instead of made of wood. The same thinking. I am proud." Wynne had walked to the academy at 19. She had been appointed by Lex after the standard interview in which Wynne had explained the chair and word analogy, and Lex had laughed and offered her the appointment. Wynne had been given the academic name Affix, a deliberate teaching name. An affix is a prefix or a suffix. Affix's job is to stack them. Wynne has been the workshop's teacher for 16 years. In her classroom, the workshop, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She walks to the wooden block rack. She pulls out in order the root act, the the suffix ion, the prefix re, the suffix iz. She sets them on the workbench. She turns to the class. She says, "This is the word reactionization. It is not a common word. It might not even be a real word. Let me think. Actually, it is not a real word. Reactionization is plausible but unattested. But reaction, reactionary, reactionism, reactionize are all real words. They are built from the same root act and various combinations of these affixes. You can read them, you can spell them, and you can decode their meanings because you know the pieces." She demonstrates, act plus ion equals action, a doing. Re plus action equals reaction, a doing back, a response. Reaction plus ary equals reactionary, relating to reactions, sometimes politically loaded, but the morphology is straightforward. Reaction plus ism equals reactionism, a doctrine of reactions. Each combination is assembled, each is spellable, each is meaningful. The children always find this very satisfying. They had thought long words were hard. Affix is showing them that long words are constructions, and that constructions can be analyzed by inspecting the parts. When children ask whether suffix stacking is hard, affix always says the same thing. It is not hard. It is carpentry. You know the parts. You assemble them. The assembly tells you the meaning and the spelling. Long words are not magic. They are chairs made of letters. Build a few, and you can build any of them. She still keeps the wooden blocks in the workshop rack. The children sometimes ask to assemble their own words. She always lets them. She watches them stack the blocks. She corrects gently when the assembly does not work. Some affixes do not combine with certain roots. Re plus eyes plus ation is plausible after nation, less plausible after, say, table. Re-tabulation is not a word. Affix gently explains why. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Affix. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.